You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, let's go to the phones and we'll talk to Aaron. Hi, Aaron. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hey. What are you up to today, Aaron?
Right now at work.
Which is what? What do you do?
I am a truck driver.
What are you hauling today?
Bread. I deliver locally to all the grocery chains.
Bread.
But your truck must smell really good.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, especially the bagels, raisin bread, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'd just be in the back of that truck huffing bread all day.
Because I know you like fresh bread, Dom.
Oh, my God. And you know what? You know the truth, Aaron. I'm back to being really good, and I'm proud of myself because Gretchen has made bread and purchased bread in the last few days, and I haven't touched either of them.
Mm.
Such a guilty pleasure.
I know, but it will kill me, Aaron, and I can't have that. I don't want to die. So,
no, I understand.
So I will live vicariously through you and Jeremy and Gretchen, and that's just the way it's going to have to be. Yeah.
If I was in your truck, I'd kind of hope to get into a wreck with a deli meat truck.
Yeah. And another truck that's hauling, like, spicy mustard or something
mayonnaise,
like that.
A mayonnaise truck.
You mean like the Boar's Head meat?
Yeah, Boar's Head meats truck.
Sure, why not?
Mm-hmm. A delicious disaster.
Have you always hauled bread, or have you hauled other things?
No, I've hauled milk, I've hauled concrete pipes, like for new construction housing, and beer in my past life.
Well, look at you.
Okay, that's good.
You're a hauling expert.
You're a well-rounded trucker. That's good.
Do you have a handle?
And
you got a trucker name?
No.
No? Make one up today. Captain Yeast. Captain Yeast.
Aaron, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready for us?
My wife will get a kick out of that, but yes, I'll be ready to go play Rattle Off.
Fair enough. Let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Yes.
We'll give you a category. You got 10 seconds to rattle off five examples of that category. Okay. Here's one we tried. It was either yesterday or the other day, last week. We could not get a winner. I don't think it's that tough. 10 seconds, five action movie stars, past, present, it doesn't matter, five people known for being action movie stars. Ready, and go!
Marky Mark, Dwayne Johnson, Will Smith, Martin Lawrence.
Bill Nye. I was looking for Bill Nye.
Right, well, thank you, boys. Enjoyed the
party. Aaron, we enjoyed talking to you. Be careful with that bread, okay?
Have a good day. Bye.
See you later,
too. Bye-bye. You know, we specifically said if you have called in the last several months to play, I recognize three-fourths of the names on our screen right now.
Oh, that's not good.
These are all people that call like every week, which we love you to death. We really do. Don't get mad at us. I know you want the tickets, but we got to have new people. Hey, Megan, what are you doing?
Hanging up.
Everybody else, I swear we've talked to in the last week.
We have open lines if some newbies want to call us.
I don't know. Maybe I think, Kelly, haven't we talked to you in the last couple weeks?
Not in the last couple weeks. It's been years.
Years.
Years?
Years.
Where have you been in the last few years?
I've just been working from home. I haven't had the radio on as much.
Oh, darn it. Well, what do you do from home?
I schedule for neurology for the hospital.
Do you have a smart speaker at home?
I do.
You can just
sometimes
say,
I turn the radio on.
Hey, smart speaker, play Mix 100 Denver, and boom, there we are.
Yeah. We would be right there.
You should do that.
I will do that.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Of course.
What's the biggest drawback to working from home?
You get lazy. Don't get up and get ready in the morning.
Right, you're just in your softy pants and a hoodie all day.
Yeah, all day,
every day.
When my wife was at home full-time working, she would apologize every time I got home. She's like, I'm sorry. here I am in the same outfit again.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry about this hoodie.
Hard to get ready.
I know.
You know, I work from home, and I tell you what, I had this conversation with someone recently. It's like, I have to get up, I have to get cleaned up, I have to put on at least jeans and a shirt. I mean, I don't ever just wear softy pants or shorts and a tank top or something. I mean, I feel like I've got to feel like I'm in the office. It's just a mental thing for me. I just can't do it. I just can't.
Yeah, I get up and change out of my pajamas. But I just put different sweats on.
But you just put different soft pants on. Ones are a little more fresh that you haven't sweated in all night. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. That's all right.
What are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing soft pants and a t-shirt.
What's on the t-shirt?
I just got done dropping my son off at school. It's a logo from the gym I go to.
There you go.
Any patterned pants?
No, they're just plain black.
Plain black.
Not very exciting. Yeah.
All the other moms are like, there's Kelly again, looking like a slob.
Yeah. Well, my son's in high school, so I don't have to get
out. Oh, there you go. That's a bonus. Yeah, just open the door and let him run.
I got like half a dozen pairs of the softy pants. That's what we call them, Kelly, or softy pants. A former brother-in-law of mine came up with that name, and I loved it so much. Softy pants. I got half a dozen, but I got to say my favorite pair because they are... texturally, the way they feel, they're the best, and they're the Beatles. It's got Beatles written all over it and like an image of Abbey Road and stuff like that. That was
her fun.
My fave. Yeah. I like that one a lot. You know, the surviving Beatles still continue to make a lot of money off of suckers like me, don't they? Yeah. You ready to play some Rattle Off with your boys?
Yeah, I am.
All right. I don't think this one is as tough as people might think it is. We were just talking about one of these people about 25 minutes ago. In 10 seconds, give us the names of five billionaires. Five different billionaires. Ready? And go.
Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Donald Trump, Kanye West, Kim Kardashian... Kylie Jenner.
Is the Trumpster still a billionaire?
I don't know. Is he a billionaire?
I wasn't sure on some of those.
I think that's the only one I have a question about.
Sure. Hold on. I'm checking out net worth right now. Oh, yeah. $2.5 billion.
Oh, okay.
You're a winner!
Good job.
Well,
that's
played.
An exciting morning.
Yeah. Look at that. You're a champion.
Boys.
I'll tell you what, if you, old softy pants Kelly, if you will stand by, Josh will come back and he'll talk to you, okay?
Sounds good. Have a good day.
You too.
You as well. Thank you for being
Stay
on
comfortable.
The show. We were trying before to talk to Megan, and I think we lost her, and this is her back. Hi, Megan.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. So we haven't talked to you in the last, like, half a year or anything?
I've never called in.
Well,
so why
great.
Is that? Why do you think you've never called?
Schedules just never line up to call in, so now it did.
Well, I guess I'm happy to hear that. What do you do that keeps you so busy?
Well, I have two jobs and five kids, so...
My goodness.
Holy cow. How do you do it?
Some days I don't know. My head wasn't on, I would probably lose it, so...
A lot of sticky notes around the house, probably.
And alcohol.
A lot of different calendars going on, for sure.
Alcohol.
Do you drink a lot?
The answer.
I don't. I should, but I don't.
You don't.
I should.
You do sound sleepy.
What are your two jobs?
Yeah, yeah.
I work at a vet clinic and a daycare.
As we speak, Niles the weirdo is down at the vet clinic. He's getting his shots today. My stepdaughter has been texting me the photos of him there, you know, waiting in the little room where he is so upset and so unhappy. And I got to say, it's kind of breaking my heart a little bit.
Poor little guy's scared.
He's scared to death.
That's hard on both the owners and the pets.
You what? Say that again?
I said that's hard on the owners and the pets.
It is. It really is. The little dude only weighs 6 pounds, you know. He's a little guy, and he just doesn't know what this is all about.
You feel like you're hurting him.
Yeah. And then later today, a mobile grooming person is coming by to give them this massive. This is going to be the worst day of his year. He's getting all of it at the same day, his shots and mobile grooming.
It just means he's going to sleep really well tonight.
No joke. He'll be out the rest of the day.
He's a cat. He sleeps well all the time.
Well, there you go.
I love the idea of the mobile groomer, though, coming right to your house.
I do, too.
That's such a great business model.
Not cheap, by the way.
Well, you're paying for the convenience.
Right. You definitely are.
Yes.
Not going to lie about that. But I was telling Jeremy earlier, Megan, that we were calling around yesterday to get him groomed, and everyone was like, yeah, we have an opening in September.
And to find someone that grooms cats is even harder. There's not that many out there.
Yeah. The thing is, he's so hairy, and he has hair stuff all over the house that it's like, it's just got to go. Poor little guy. September. There's an opening in the you know, if people are looking for a hole in the market to fill, mobile cat grooming.
Get
these
on
it. These people are booked until September.
I told Dom I still feel like he could have. I feel like Dom could have done it on his own. Just get one of those, you know, buzzers. Put a number two blade on there and go to town.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
You could
talk about breaking my heart again.
No.
I wouldn't want to do that. I'll let somebody else be the bad guy. Megan, what'd you say your other job was? Vet clinic and what else?
A daycare.
My goodness.
So you got to deal with five of your own kids and then a bunch of everybody else's kids.
Yep.
Why'd you do that?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, well, hopefully the money's good for you.
It is what it is.
That's a no. That's a
field,
no.
So.
Which job pays more?
Right now, the vet clinic does.
So is there a way you could just double up your hours there and not go to the daycare?
No, I've been doing it for about 20 years, so I'm getting a little burned out and getting old. And the discount at both places is great, so I take advantage of both.
There you go. That's nice. That's a nice
That's
perk.
That's pretty smart. Good for you. That's why, like, some people, like, they take Christmas jobs at, like, Nordy's and something like that, right, is work, like, four weeks and get a great discount.
Mm-hmm. Then blow your paycheck there.
Well, you know, how long have you listened to this show, do you think?
We've lived here about 4 years.
Well, we appreciate you finally calling after 4 years. Where'd you move here from?
Illinois.
All right. Stinking in the land of Lincoln. So here she is in Colorado. We're glad you're here, Megan. Thank you for listening. Thanks for calling, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Okay, bye-bye. I don't think she knew what to make of us.
I just think she needs a nap, honestly. She sounded exhausted.
Probably.
I feel really bad for her.
Five kids and a daycare. And then going in and working with sick animals.
I want her to get a hotel room all alone and be gone for the entire Memorial Day weekend somewhere by herself.
Yes, yes.
Go sit at Glenwood or something.
That is a great prescription.
Yep. Needs it.
One more. It's Allison. Allison, have we talked to you in the last 6 months?
No, first time caller.
Hey, well, welcome.
How long do you think you've been listening?
Honestly, just moved to Boulder, so only a couple months.
Oh, from?
From technically New York, but last 2 years were like the nomad life, popping around to Airbnbs and such.
Well,
you're kidding.
Nice.
So for 2 years, you have just moved around the country?
Yeah. Why not?
Are you on the run, like from the cops or something?
No, not yet. just fiance and I decided to go see some sights, see some cities.
Well, so give us a rundown of some of the places you've been staying.
Ooh, okay. So we love Steamboat Springs. Mm-hmm. Did some time up there. We did Pagosa. Made it through Vail at one point in the off season, which was very cool. Got down to Tucson, Arizona. Definitely did a lot of time in Utah, a lot of ski bumming. Made it to Southern California, where my family is. Made it out to the East Coast in Delaware, where his family is. It was nice. It was a good old adventure.
This sounds awesome.
I got a couple of things to say about that. One, I'm surprised that there's anybody from Delaware, because I've never met anybody from Delaware. I once claimed that there weren't people in Delaware. You never hear of anyone who says, I'm from Delaware.
I was shocked.
Yeah. I mean, he's a freak. Huh. And then secondly, how did you pay for 2 years of moving around staying in Airbnbs?
Okay, well, here's the thing. When everybody's quarantining, prices are pretty good. So we were able to find some really cool houses and really cool places for pretty affordable prices, honestly.
Well okay, played. Well, that takes well care done. Of 2020. What about for, like, the last year and a half?
Those a little negotiating skills. My fiance and I are both good at negotiating, so we were able to get a few prices down. But otherwise, also group homes. You know, we found a couple friends. We did some group houses. That's what we did in Utah. That's what we did in Tucson. So, yeah.
How are you making money?
So I am a yoga teacher, and I work for a tea company. And then my fiance is running his own business, doing sort of the fundraising, the private equity. I basically say it's like Shark Tank in real life is like what he does. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, so he can work from a laptop anywhere, it sounds like.
Hmm. Yeah, we're remote.
How cool. Good for you guys.
Are you liking Boulder?
Oh, loving it. Except for this air quality. I'm hoping we can clear this up. But otherwise, it's so gorgeous here. We're loving it.
Oh, yeah, it'll clear out.
Yeah.
This happens from time to time.
Are you going to be setting down some roots here, or are you going to be moving on after a while?
No, I think so. We did a year-long lease, so pretty long-term considering.
Dang.
We're loving it.
Well, yeah. We just want to say thank you for choosing your boys in the morning. That means a lot to us that you chose us.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. You're my boys now. I'll be listening.
What do you like about us?
You guys are funny. You know, you keep me giggling. I've just made a quick trip over to Trader Joe's, and I put on the radio, and you make me smile. The Name Five game cracks me up. I've been playing it with my friends now.
That's good.
That's cool.
Do you get the dark chocolate covered pretzels at Trader Joe's?
I will now. I'm having a party tonight, so absolutely.
Tear it up.
So they are. I'm usually not any kind of pretzel snack dude, but Gretchen brought home these dark chocolate covered pretzels.
Yeah.
And oh
money.
My God.
And get a jar of the corn salsa.
Oh, there you
go. Yes.
Corn salsa and a bag of chips. It's good eating. Good eating. Trust
us.
That's
all we need in life, Allison. That's
trust
all we need.
I think it's the secret. That's it.
Well, okay, so that. And then the last thing is, what do you dislike about the show?
Oh, I don't think I've listened enough to dislike anything yet.
All right,
loving
well,
music, okay. Loving you guys.
It's coming. Oh,
God,
we'll give it time.
I wish I had some critiques for you.
That's all right. That's just 2 months in.
Call later.
Call us back in another 2 months, and then you can tell us what you don't like, okay?
Okay, I'll keep notes.
Right
You're
on.
The best.
Thank you.
We appreciate you, Allison. Have a great day.
You guys, too. Have a good one.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
But Julie, you wouldn't like that life, though, because you don't want to be away from your mama that long.
Oh,
but
God, I would love that life.
The whole idea of moving around the country every few weeks, living somewhere else,
I would love it.
That sounds so appealing to me.
I can't wait till we're at the point where we can get one of those just like those off-road adventure vans and just drive around when the kids are on their own, and it's just me and Nick Nack, and we'll just travel the country.
See, that'd be wonderful.
Love it.
Another edition of Rattle Off. We'll play again tomorrow morning at 9.